We're doing the Drashot Aran, and we're in the middle of the ninth speech, and the Ran has been propagating the approach that the pagans were onto something. The biblical prohibition, Yehorig Val Yavor, don't do idol worship, is obviously there, and obviously we're prohibited from doing it. But can you say that the pagans were all stupid, that they benefited nothing from it? So that's why the Ran says, I think there are forces out there, and they did figure out a way of tapping into them, even though it's prohibited and it leads a person to the worst things in the world, but it's still, there's something there. So before we move on, can you guys pass the Ragalach to the back? Thank you. Fryim, I meant... Okay. So, the Ran says their research must have led them to this, and they must have figured out how to work with the forces in the zodiac. And he says it evolved into things that were very decrepit and harmful. He says, "She'en safek she'kol mi she'abala do'tehen lo ayahu ele meri v'inyan ra mi she'ayav edav dazara." Working with their understanding of nature, they didn't think that paganism was such a bad thing. אבל קרוב אני לומר שיהיו חושבים יותר ממרא מי שהיה עובד את השם יתברך ממה שנחשוב אנחנו היום על פי הדעת האמיתית מה שהיה עובד עבד עזרה. I want to tell you, says the Ran, back in the pagan days, they looked at a monotheist as more weird than we look at as a pagan. Not because they denied Hashem, but because they said, where do you see any products? You pray to Hashem, I didn't realize the time. We're out of time. We'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem next week. Because they were on to something. They knew how to tap into the force and see results. And when you serve Hashem, show me the results. Can you prove to me that you prayed today and you had a better day? So they looked at the monotheist and said, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? So we're in the middle of a thought. I just didn't realize the time. We'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem next week.